Hello, everyone. Brethren, are you happy as a Christian? That's the title of my sermonette. God's people should be the happiest people on this earth. Is happiness realizable in this world? Most people aren't because they don't know what real happiness is. Nearly all people feel happiness comes from satisfying the self, either through physical comforts such as food, shelter, and material possessions, or through physical rewards such as being accepted and appreciated. But joy that comes from physical pleasures is only temporary and isn't real happiness at all. Last Sabbath, Mr. Lohorn spoke on joy, and today I am going to add to what he has told us already. So, today, brethren, I would like to share with you three ways how we can be truly happy as Christians. One, we must put God at the center of our life. Two, we must look to the future God has promised. And three, we must work toward happiness in this physical life. Now, the first way how we can be truly happy is we must put God at the center of our life. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, and we'll read verse 33. Verse 33 of Matthew 6, it says, "But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Yes, brethren, putting God at the center of our life helps us to live a God-controlled life. Putting God at the center of our life enables us to become humble and teachable. Also, putting God at the center of our life put us more in line with his will and give us a better understanding of his kingdom to come and that wonderful world tomorrow. Brethren, we can put God at the center of our life by reading his word, the Holy Bible, and by Bible study, by prayer. Prayer brings us closer to God. Remember, Mr. Armstrong said, when you pray, you are talking to God. And when you read the Bible, God is talking to you. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3. And we'll read verse 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, God that is, and he shall direct your path. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22. And we'll read verses 37 through 40. Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Verse 39. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And verse 40, on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. Yes, brethren, putting God at the center of our life brings real happiness. The second way how we can be truly happy is we must look to the future God has promised. To be happy, we must look to the future. We must keep our minds on the kingdom of God and future God has for us. God allows us, brethren, to face occasional physical difficulties to help us grow. And by focusing on the big picture, we can faithfully and cheerfully endure hardships that would be very bad if we didn't have this attitude. The Apostle Paul, for example, was a man who rejoiced even in severe trials, through terrible persecutions, beatings, imprisonments, shipwrecks, health problems. He and other personal trials in performing God's great commission, he was happy even though he suffered physically. Last Sabbath, brethren, Mr. Lohorn pointed out most of these hardships I just mentioned that the Apostle Paul endured. Again, brethren, Paul was happy. Why? Because Paul was spiritually situated. Physically, he was depleted, but he was exceedingly happy because he saw the fruit of what God was doing with him. And furthermore, Paul worked to help others experience joy. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 24. It reads, "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand." Now let's go to Philippians chapter 4 and we'll read verse 8. Verse 8 of Philippians 4, it states, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Here, brethren, Paul is showing that Christians must control their thinking and develop positive, uplifting attitudes. Now, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20, we won't turn there. Paul also warned against the folly of seeking escape through such means as excessive drinking. These means do not produce happiness. Rather, we should be filled with the Holy Spirit through meditating on God's plan and being thankful. With the help of God's power, Paul was able to be happy in any circumstance because his focus was always on the future God has promised. A third way how we can truly be happy is we must work toward happiness in this physical life. This kind of joy doesn't come overnight. We must work toward it. We are warned to beware of the false happiness that comes from the passing pleasures and fantasies of this physical, temporary life. We won't turn there, but later go back and read the 11th chapter of Hebrews and focus on it, especially verse 25. Even sin can be temporarily pleasurable, but produces empty, unsatisfying results. God's way, brethren, is the way of give. That means we will develop joy, not to the extent that we try to get happiness, but to the extent that we give love and happiness to God and to other people. Giving requires us to overcome our natural human tendency to be selfish. Giving is often hard work. But Jesus said we will enter into eternal joy only after using intense effort in overcoming. It's a struggle, brethren, isn't it? Brethren, in John chapter 16, verses 20 through 23, Jesus compared his own death and, by analogy, the process of conversion to the unavoidable pain a woman experiences in giving birth to a child. Once the baby is born, the agony is no longer remembered. Jesus said the occasional pains and sorrows that come with Christian growth always result in deeper joy that no one will take from you. In other words, as we overcome our human nature by replacing it with God's character, we reap a bumper crop of happiness. Again, brethren, true Christians should be the happiest of all people, because in John chapter 15, verses 10 through 11, Jesus said in some of his last instructions to his followers before his death, reveal how we can be truly happy. Now, let's turn there. John chapter 15, when we'll read verses 10 through 11. John 15, verse 10 and 11. This is what Jesus said, and I quote, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Now, in conclusion, brethren, as we continue our journey to the kingdom of God and in search for true happiness, remember, we must put God at the center of our life. We must continue to look to the future God has promised. And we must work hard toward happiness in this physical life.